Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. We want to thank those who are listening to us today. And we want to thank Pastor Rodriguez Baker, who will be assisting me doing this teaching. And we want to thank all of our listening audience. This is a sermon that will be uncomfortable for the flesh, but good for the spirit. God wants us to change. Are you tired of going around the circle of your life over and over and over with no change, no supernatural power? God wants you to see spirits. God wants you to have an encounter with him. And I want to clear something up biblically that the Lord revealed to me today. I was riding on the bus coming back, taking care of some business. And one of this guy said he was a pastor. And I did the study on it, but I never used it. And he said, no man never saw God. And I said, that's not in the Bible. And he said, what you mean? That's not in the Bible. And I begin to use this one scripture to open up the sermon that the Lord gave me today concerning God's operation. God wants to operate on you. He wants to gut you open, but you won't let him. He wants to use you mightily. In Exodus chapter 24, verse 9, Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. How God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Lord, use me as your oracle. Allow the power of the Holy Spirit to speak through me. I remove my fleshly mind, which is nothing in it, but the mind of Christ, which is the Holy Ghost, to come and speak through my tongue. We bind every satanic force that will cause any hindrance, sleeping spirits, spirits that make you get angry, spirits make you get mad at me, spirits make you get mad at change. We bind all demons of strongholds in the hearer today. And we ask that the precious power of the Holy Spirit bless those who hear this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Exodus 24, verse 9. Then went up Moses and Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70, just like the 70 apostles went out to cast out demons that Jesus sent. Well, 70 of the elders of Israel. Exodus chapter 24, verse 10, it says, and they saw the God of Israel. They saw God. God wants you to have these types of manifestations, but you got to work at it. Do you know that the Lord wants us to see spirits? It takes work to get the anointing. Go to Job chapter 4, and let's go to verse 11. The old lion perished for lack of prey, and the stout lion's whispers are scaled aboard. Now a thing was secretly brought to me, and my ear received a little thereof. In thought from the vision of the night, when deep sleep followed upon me, fear came upon me, and trembling which made all my bones to shake. Now watch this, Job 4:15. Then a spirit passed before my face, and the hair of my flesh stood up. God wants you to know when something passed by you, whether it's demonic or not, but the flesh is in the way. We don't want to go through trials. We don't want to go through tribulation. Now, some of these things can come from a variety of a lot of stuff. First, I want Pastor Baker to please read Acts chapter 7, verse 51. Now, if you're rebellious, you're having problems following God, it could be generational. Pastor Baker, would you please give me Acts 7:51, please?
Yes, sir. Acts 7:51 reads, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as fathers did, so do you.
Now, that's why some of you are so rebellious. The history of Israel is the story of a people who repeatedly refused to obey their God, and we just like them, and his revealed word. We don't want his word. We want the show, the hooping, the up and jumping up and down. Who are you going to give me a car? Who are you going to give me a gold ring? Who are you going to give me a house? Things. Instead of submitting to the restraints of his law, their hearts, the Jewish people's heart, turned toward the ways of the lifestyle of the ungodly nations around them. They killed the prophets and called them to repentance and who prophesied about the coming of Christ. That is what resisting of the Holy Spirit in. Likewise, the Israel of Christ under the new covenant must be aware of his tendencies to live as did the Israel of God under the old Christ. Church can turn from him and his word and refuse to heed to his voice of the Holy Spirit. When this happens, they too will crew judgment from the God kingdom will be taken from them. We don't need that. God wants you to be a strong Christian. Now, you may also have it more generational. Baker, 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 8. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 8. 2 Chronicles 30, verse 8. And I'm going to read it first, and then you read it to the Blog Talk audience because the Facebook audience can't hear it. In 2 Chronicles, I'm going to read it, and then Pastor Baker's going to read it to the people who's in the room in Blog Talk, 646-378-1857. You can come in and join us. At 2 Chronicles 30, verse 8, "Now be ye not stiff-necked," there I go again, "as your fathers were, but yield yourself unto the Lord. Enter into the sanctuary, which he hath sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God till the fairness of his wrath may turn away from you." Now, Pastor Baker, you can read it to the ones who are in the Blog Talk room.
Therefore, and it reads, 2 Chronicles 38 reads, "Now be ye not stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves unto the Lord and enter into his sanctuary, which he has sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God, that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you."
Now, a lot of us, we confess that Jesus, Lord, forgive me, we go right back to the same thing. See, we're double-tongued, we're double-minded, trying to serve God. God's purpose must turn to him with the desire to forsake sin and confess him as Lord if they want to experience his favor. See, we want God's favor, but we don't want to obey God. Most Christians, and you tell them, what's the first blessing you want? A car, house. I don't never hear, I want to be able to see in the spirit. I don't never hear that. I hear a car, a house, something got to do with some money, something with some money. No spiritual desires at all. God's people must turn to him with the sincere intentions of obeying his commandments. God's people forsakes the world's sinful ways to pursue pureness of heart and obedience to his word. God will bring peace and protection and safety around those who trust in him. See, Ruth 2:12 can't be applicable for you if you don't obey God. Under his wings, we must trust. God is really giving us here a lot of grace. We live it on grace. We got to do better than this. God's people must turn to him in submission, worship, and service if they hope to escape his burning anger toward sin. The word yield yourselves unto the Lord are literally to given to the hand of the Lord. The hand is given as a pledge of absolute loyalty and friendship with God in his righteous ways. Ezra 10:19, 2 Kings 10:15, Ezekiel 17:18. God's people must turn to him with supplications, prayers, if they are to experience again his grace, joy, and companionship. Some of you have no fellowship with the Lord. And it could be generational because you like that. Tooting Baker, Lamentations 5:7. Lamentations 5:7. Our fathers have sinned, we bore their iniquities. It could be generational. Now, Pastor Baker is going to give it to the audience in Blog Talk.
Lamentations 5:7 reads, our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities.
You see that? Our fathers have sinned. We're not. We're born in iniquity. It could be generational. So you may need to break the curse, because God is looking for a person that can stand up to the enemy. And I don't see a whole lot of Christians doing that. I happened to be on the bus, and the guy did not know I owned internet radio station. I didn't say anything until the Lord told me to say something to him. And he began to talk about Jesus. And I said, you're missing out a whole lot of things about Jesus. What's that? And I started preaching, teaching about him casting out demons. Everybody in that place turned in on the bus and looked at me. Oh, that's Brother Emmett. That's live deliverance. He's a deliverance minister. It's known in the area. Oh, yeah, I know. But in America, deliverance? See, you got to teach yourself and come out of some of these dead churches. Now, there's some churches that's good now. All churches are not bad. But God wants a relationship with you. He wants to put you in situations knowing that you're going to get the defeat and that you're going to get the victory, but yet you don't know. He's trying to develop your faith. You won't let him. You won't go through trials and tribulation, such as what these brothers went through in Daniel 3:13. Let's look at this. Please turn to Daniel 3:13. And it reads, then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and the fury, command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden images which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, chamber, and kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye should be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? God wants you to be like that. Some of you hit the first fire, hit you, you start crying. You can't go through a trial. You won't be able to develop. You have to totally surrender yourself to God. Seek ye first. We're not seeking the kingdom of God. We're seeking God for things. We're seeking God for a husband, for a wife, for this, for anything, but just for salvation, just because your sins need to be cleansed. Have the right intention for salvation. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to King, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve. See, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had a relationship with God, and they knew nothing was going to happen to them. You have to get the same relationship. Some of you will call me and start whining about a problem. I don't want to hear it. I want to hear you fight back. Pastor Dolden called me 5 times. My brother, I said, Pastor Dolden, trust the Lord. Why you? I can't help that. Pray. Pray against this pastor. Go on a fast. You have to fight back. But see, they had a relationship with God, because the Bible says, if it be so, our God whom we serve, that's a relationship, is able to deliver us from the burning furnace, from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. It took a lot of trials and tribulations for these men to get to this point. God don't take a baby and throw him in there. As newborn babies desire sincere milk. Some of you have been drinking milk for so long, you can't eat meat. We need people to eat meat. But if not be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden images which thou hast set up. They was willing to get a life. Are you willing to do that for God? Some of you don't even study. Some of you don't study. Some of you don't pray in the Holy Ghost. You want to talk about your problem. You want to call somebody and discuss what's going on, and you just won't get with the Lord. You won't be still. God wants you to be still. He wants you to get into this word. He wants you to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because when you are a friend of righteousness, you are protected from evil and including fire. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his vengeance was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spoke and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heat. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men was bound in their coats. They had clothes on, their horses, and their hats. They had hats and their other garments, and was cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the fierce exceedingly hot, the flames of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Notice it didn't even touch them, though, because the Lord was with them. God wants to develop us to be like this. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste and spake, and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? Then answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see a fourth man loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Jesus was walking in there with him. This is what God wants us to do. When the trial gets rough, don't quit. That's what the devil wants you to do. You have to go through it. You ain't going to go through it. You ain't going to be fired with flames. You have to go through training. You have to be disciplined. You have to let the Lord discipline you. What about if this happened to you? What would you do? Let's go to Job chapter 1. Now, there was a man in the land of Uzzah whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Notice it says eschewed evil. He hated evil. Now, this man hated evil, and we're going to see what he went through. That's what the Bible tells us. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. That's like having 23 Mercedes. 16 Rolls Royces in your car, in your garage. And his son went into feast in their house, even on his day, and sat and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting was gone about, that Job sent his sons to sanctify them, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings. He's praising God just in case if their children sin. And when you get to a position like that, the devil going to come at you. But you have to remember, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they served God. And because they served God, Jesus was in the midst. You have to serve God like that, so that when these attacks come, you will have the victory. Now, we know what the devil did to Job. But you got to get on the operating room. You can't wrestle with God. Some of you wrestling with God. There's a story about a man wrestling with God. He didn't succeed, but he kept holding on until he got his birthright. Let's go to Genesis chapter 32. verse 22. 32:22. And we're going to go to 32. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two woman servants and his 11 sons and passed over the fourth Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. This is none but rebellion. He just wrestling. This is what we do to God. But he was wrestling because he wanted a blessing from God. We're wrestling because we're going against God. And when he saw that he had prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hole of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. He dealing with an angel. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. He was determined, but he was wrestling to get his blessing. He had to wrestle. We don't wrestle against God. We're supposed to be wrestling against the devil, but we get mad at God for change. We get mad at the Lord when he's trying to correct us. We want to do things our way. We expect him to do everything. We won't fast. We want to be like Jonah. Jonah wanted to go. He didn't want the Ninevites to get saved. That wasn't his job. God told him, no, I'm God. You go where I tell you to go. We just like Samson, some of us. Some of us have a strong desire, a gift from God, but yet we take the sin that's in us and fall into it all the time. It's time to get rid of that. You got to get tired of sin. Sin is our enemy. It's always lying at the door, Genesis 4:7. Everybody got a sin that they're dealing with. So I'm talking to myself. How is the word of God planted in you? Do you see any results? The Bible depicts that, and it's been misinterpreted in Mark chapter 4 because a lot of prosperity pastors teach out of Mark chapter 4, but they teach it incorrectly. God's word, when it goes into you, can do some things. But you have to preserve it. You have to protect it. You got to fight against forces that's going to try to block it. In Mark chapter 4, verse 1, and he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered to him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and unto them in his doctrine. Hearken, behold, there went out a sword to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came to devour it up. Those are demons. If you look at the children of the spirit of disobedience, it's in the atmosphere. And the prosperity ministers, they be running with this with money. This ain't got nothing to do with money. This got something to do with the word of God being planted in you. The parable of the sower. Mark 4:5. And some fell on stony grounds, where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprung up because it had no depth of earth. See, if your salvation is not really truly genuine, you're going to quit because you're in it for the wrong reason. So you came to God for some money. You came to God for a husband. You got the wrong salvation. You need to come to God because you're just a sinner. I came to the Lord because I was tired of being on crack cocaine. I was tired of it. I didn't like it no more. And I cried out to God, and I said, Lord, please take this away from me. And smoke came out my mouth, and I got off crack cocaine. Years later, I meet Brother John. I'm calling in the suicide, them demons get me because I ain't, you know, I'm not in the street doing all this crazy foolishness. Say, man, I'm finna kill myself. And the brother ministered to me, so I was hanging around at the hospital because I was injured. And God called me into the ministry. God has called you into the ministry. The ministry is not easy. Being a Christian is not easy. I never said that this was going to be easy. No one said this is going to be easy. There's nothing easy. And if you want anything easy, you're not going to understand the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God collides with the kingdom of darkness. And God wants you on the side of his kingdom. So when you sin, you go on the side of the kingdom of darkness. Then you become a double heart, Psalms 12:2, double mind. Double-minded man, James 4:7. James 1:8, you need wisdom for that. And some fell on stony grounds where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprung up because it had no depth on earth. But when the sun was up, that's when trials and tribulation, we read the Bible, the devil bringing the heat on us. When the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it withered away. So you ain't rooted in the word, you're going to fall away in your trusting in the Lord. You're not going to tithe. You're going to tithe consistently. The Lord has said to me, some of you need to tithe. Now, I don't, Pastor Rodriguez can vouch to me, I don't try to preach that. Because I don't want people thinking I'm trying to get your money. I don't need your money. The Lord has, God has faithful people to sow into this ministry. But you have to tithe somewhere. Because you have a canker worm. And once that canker, see, once you don't tithe, you're cursed with a curse. So tithe wherever you're at. Tithe to Derek Prince. If you don't like me, go to Derek Prince. I don't know why you wouldn't like me, because I teach straight out the Bible, but the demons may not like me. I don't care about that, but I want you to love me. Okay, let's go to Mark 4, verse 8. And others fell on the ground and did yield fruit, and that sprung up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. And he said unto him, he that have an ear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they asked about him, what the 12 asked of him, the parable. And he said unto him, unto you is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parable. See, when you get close to the Lord won't be giving you, talking to you in a third form or through the Bible. You just hear his voice. That's what God's trying to elevate you at. God's trying to get y'all to hear him. Y'all flesh is in the way. You want things. That's totally contrary against Scripture. The sower sowed the word, and these are they by the wayside when the word is sown, but when they have heard, watch who come. Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. I know how this happens. When you start reading the Bible, the minute you read the Bible, it's on. The demons are coming. And what happens is you'll go through a trial. You'll get tired, and you won't believe that the Bible will work, and you just quit. And that's how he come take the word out of you. Jesus never tell us to quit. He said, I'll be with you always. I'll never leave you. Well, did he leave Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Did he leave Job behind? He got blessed more than all he had before. Even Samson, he did not leave him behind. Samson repented, and God gave him strength one last time to destroy the Philistines. God is a good God. God wants us to want to be close to him. Mark 4, 17, Mark 4, 18. And these are they by which is sown the thorn, such as hear the word, watch this, and the cares of this world. You see, if you love the world, you're not going to be a good Christian. I don't like nothing of the world, nothing. Only thing I'll watch that's in the world, I'll be honest with you, is the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the minute their season is over with, click, I study all the time. And I watch Travel Channel about demonic possessions because it's my ministry. I'm constantly trying to study something about demons. When I get off tonight, I'm going to be writing this internet searching for deliverance cases. Exorcism cases. I'm keeping my mind on the things of the world. We have to, the things of the God. We have to get rid of the worldly attitudes, the cares of this world, worrying about how you're going to get your rent paid. God said he'll meet your needs. If you tithe, you don't have to worry about it. I give you testimony to somebody who tithe, Rodriguez Baker. I remember when he was 19 years old, took a bus to come to church and still tithe. I didn't want to take it. The Lord said, that's just tithe. And he tithe. Now, grown, family, a son on the way, in the ministry, blessed above, needs met, wonderful family, that's God. God wants that for all of us. God does not want us to have the cares of the world. He said, be in the world, but don't be of the world. We got to give it up. You got to get tired of going around the same mountain over and over and over. Let's say no to this. Change your ways. Change your heart. Lord, create in me a new heart. Psalms 51:10. Ask him now. Get away from the TV. Stop watching people. Stop judging people. Stop looking at waiting to see somebody fall. Worry about yourself. Look unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of your faith. I'm not no great preacher, no great teacher. I'm just an ordinary person teaching the Bible. Look at Jesus. Stop looking at these preachers. Stop respect the pastors and all that. But you have to have a personal relationship so that God can say, I know you. See, the Bible says that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they served God. There was a servant. See, his servants are always protected. God protects his children. God opened up the sea so the children of Israel can get out of Egypt. He can do the same for you. But we have to apply the will to surrender. We have to apply the will to surrender. You must get on the operating room and let the surgery begin with the parable of the potter and the clay. In Jeremiah 18:1, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Jeremiah was told to go to the potter's house, where he watched a potter fashion a vessel out of clay. Because the vessel was not suitable for what the potter intended, he had to remold it into something other than what he had first designed. This contains several important principles of God's work in our lives. One, our submission to God as the one who molds both our character. See, we don't want to get that up. That's your soul, how you are. Your character got to go. God don't want that. He want to change it all. Your character and our service to him determines to a large extent what he can do with us. If you are willing to get everything up, he said, now you're clean through the word. He can really start rebuilding in that house. Get the hurt out of you. Get the pain of divorce out of you. Break generational curses from you. Tell you what demons are in you. And you can be working on that. A lack of fervent commitment to God can frustrate his original purpose for us. God reminds and continues to remain free will for us. His intention for our lives is to love us as he planned goodness and blessings for us. If we rebel against him, he may then shape into the vessels disdained for destruction. On the other hand, if we are through our stubbornness vessels headed for destruction, both then we and God will begin to shape into vessels of honor and blessing if we surrender to God. See, this is what God is trying to do. Verse 3, then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he walked a work on the wheel. Can you let God do that to you? Give up your pride. Give up your unforgiveness. Give up your lack of not fasting. Give up not tithing. Give up the unforgiveness. Give up the anger. Give up the bitterness. Give up the frustration. Give up the malice. Give up the hard-heartedness. Give up the unbelief. Give up doubt, intellectualism, rationalization, pride, anger, hate, viciousness, stubbornness, disobedient, anti-submissive. Give all that stuff up because that's what's hindering you. Verse 5, Jeremiah 18:5. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as the potter? Said the Lord, behold, as the city is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hands, O house of Israel. Can God tell you, can you allow me to mold you today? Would you allow me, can you get rid of your pride for me? The Bible says, whatever you do, do it wholeheartedly as unto the Lord. Colossians 3:17 and 3:23. Give up the anger to the Lord. Get the demon out. Come out of agreement with this mess. And become the vessel that God wants you to become. Jeremiah 18:4, and the vessel that he made of the clay was married in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, and seemed good to the potter to make it. Now, that's God trying to change you. Now, if you got bitterness, Hebrews 12:15, no root of bitterness bring up trouble you. You got to get rid of that. Oh, you also have to break up your fallow ground, Hosea 10:12. Break up your fallow ground. Your fallow ground, your stubbornness, inability to want to submit to God, not trained to fast. All this got to change so you can get into some serious boot camp spiritually. It's not easy to become a soldier. Soldiers have to go through training. Well, we're in an army, but don't nobody act like it. This army here, Jesus Christ. Woo. Jesus says, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who are also able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that wanteth and entangle himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. Jesus has chosen you, brothers and sisters, to be a soldier. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. He's chosen you to be a soldier. Let him train you. Get into the Bible and start studying and start reading so that he can mold you. Know the scriptures in your spirit. Fill yourself up with the dynamis, and ye shall receive dynamis, and ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Acts 1:8. You want the power of the Holy Spirit. Yield to God. Stop being stubborn. Stop it. It's not going nowhere. You ain't getting nowhere with it. You can't grow. Verse 5, then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter? Said the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hands, so are ye in my hands, O house of Israel. And what instead I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and destroy it. God wants us to lay down and let him change you. Now, he can't change you if you don't get nothing in your spirit. You have to read the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine. You need to learn doctrine. For reproof, you need to learn how to be reproved. For corrections, you need to learn how to understand that. For instruction, you need to understand that. And in righteousness. Now, this is a big one. Please write this down. Go to Matthew 22:29. Jesus says something. Matthew 22:29. Jesus answered, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto them, you do error. This is why we're making mistakes. Watch this. Not knowing the scriptures. See, you don't know the scriptures. Watch this. Nor the power of God. Now, you remember when we first opened up the sermon that I showed you that the children of Israel saw God, Moses saw him. I showed you that in Exodus 24:9-10. God wants to show himself to you. Why not? He can't. The Lord wants to reveal his glory to you. You know what's in our way? Our flesh. We won't kill it. We won't work on it. We won't fast. But we want the blessings of God. We don't want to do no suffering. just give me the Joel Osteen gospel. That will send you straight to hell. Liberty Baptist, that will send you straight to hell. The Lord don't want hypocrites. He ain't looking for that. The Lord wants righteousness. He don't want scribes. He don't want Pharisees. He don't want hypocrites. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for ye surpass the sea of the land to make one polite, and when he make you make it toward more the child of hell than yourselves. God don't want nobody like that. God wants a children that can submit to him, us as humans, submit to the power of God, so that we can get benefits and flow and really enjoy salvation. Our flesh messes us up. It hinders us. Get the demon out. That's easy. Break the curse. That's easy. But crucifying the flesh, do you know it's more harder than crucifying the flesh and it's cast out demons? That ain't that easy. That's easy. Because Jesus said, in my name, ye shall cast out devils. You got faith, you can do it. It's the change of the flesh that I know. And all of us are guilty. All of us are guilty, including myself. I want to close with Matthew 22:37. Then Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. That is the first and the great commandment. What God asks of all those who believe in Christ and receive his salvation is devoted love. Romans 13:9-10, 1 Corinthians 13. The love involves the afflictions of our hearts, whereby God is so valuable and esteemed that we long for his fellowship and his love with our obedience and seek his honor and glory in the earth. If we truly love God, we will not shrink back from public identification, whereas he must be and suffering, even to the point of suffering for his namesake, for righteousness' sake. Our love for God must be wholeheartedness and sincerely loved and inspired by who he is, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, because he gave his son for our sake and for our sins. Love for the God includes personal loyalty to him and his word, faith firm without any doubt, and one who can talk to the Father and the Holy Ghost and unite and get revelation from, just as Paul says, I neither received it by man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Christ. You see, God can't bless you if you're not obedient. Some of you in and out with the Lord, in and out. You go with the Lord, you get serious, you come back out. You get serious, you come back out. If I ran this radio station for 14 years, I couldn't get like that. God don't want no schizophrenia worships. In the name of Jesus, all schizophrenic spirits that's hindering people from worshiping God in the consistent level, we command that you come out now. Come on out. Get out of them. Come on out. Any demonic spirit that's blocking the believer from serving God effectively, there's a spirit in there. Come on out. Lust, anger, bitterness, unforgiveness. Come on out. Anti-Messiah spirit, hate of the Jews. God says salvation for the Jew first, then the Gentile. Unforgiveness, get rid of it. Loose it. Come on out. Let's go. Renounce it. Come on. Unforgiveness, I renounce you in the name of Jesus. I renounce hate in the name of Jesus. I renounce bitterness and anything that would block me from fellowshipping with my Lord and Savior, Jesus of Nazareth. God loves us. God wants to bless us. God can't bless bastards. He has to bless sons. Don't be a bastard. Be a son. Now, God gives us a powerful blessing when we are in fellowship and in harmony with him. And we'll close with Psalms chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So you're blessed if you don't walk like these people in the world. Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. There is a black guy, I think he's a comedian. He does a talk show. He started a religion called Christianity. he's mixing Christianity and Islam. And instead of saying Aslam and Satan, they said, bless Alam. Just, I don't know the guy's name. I asked Rodriguez. He's a comedian. And the devil is really flooding people with all types of foolish ways of worship, which are doctrines of demons. But if you surrender to the will of the Lord Jesus and really confess your sins tonight, ask the Lord, Lord, forgive me, true salvation. Don't come to the Lord for a house or a car. If you had that, that's the wrong motivation for salvation. Redirect that. Death and life's in the power of the tongue. Speak a blessing over your life. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask that you forgive me for my sins. I'm tired of going around this mountain over and over. I want to be obedient. I ask that you reveal to me your word and give me the Holy Spirit, the dynamis that I need to fight the powers of the wicked one. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Do you do that? And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. So when he needs something, it's going to come. This ministry never lacks. We've been hit hard. A third of our income, God still got me on. I trust the Lord. I trust his word. I trust what his word says. In season, his leaf also should not wither. Now watch this. And whatsoever he does shall prosper. There go your finances. Whatsoever he does shall prosper. That's worth it. Father God, the choice is yours. If you want to do it your way or his way, the choice is yours. Father, we thank you for this word. We ask that we bless the blessings, and we give all honor and glory to you in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Come on in the room at 646-378-1857. We're going to discuss. We're not breaking down. No one's breaking down the sermon. It's going to discuss what they learned. Do not reveal the scriptures and requote them. That's from the orders from the Holy Spirit. I cannot do that. That's for everybody. I'm not trying to point at nobody, but the Holy Spirit told me there's 15 pastors that want to do that. No. Talk and comment on what you learned. Don't reteach it. Come join us, air code 646-378-1857. God is a God of order. There's a lady who has some tremendous headaches. In the name of Jesus, those are demonic spirits. Your head is hurting as you heard the word. You spirit that's trying to deaf, dumb spirit, you come out of her. Come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come out. Come out of her right now. Go. There's someone who having a back problem. The Lord is saying someone has a back problem. People need to come in on live deliverance as word of knowledge coming. 646-378-1857. Come on in and get word of knowledge. It could be a blessing for you. Come to livedeliverance.com. If you're here listening to me on Facebook, please sow a seed. Go to www.livedeliverance.com. And on the lower left-hand side, you can sow a seed for all tithes, members and internet members. You want to be an internet member, you can email me at overtonav1@gmail.com. Don't forget to sow a seed and to keep us on air. Come into the blog talk room. The word of knowledge is moving upon me. I have to leave. 646-378-1857. Sow a seed at livedeliverance.com, lower left-hand corner, right where it says PayPal. God bless. Okay, Pastor Baker.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come up against this pain on your back by the blood of Jesus. Get off his back. Go. Get away from him now. Get away from him now. Get away from him now. Go. Go in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Go. Leave his back alone. Get off of him. Go. Get off of him. Get off of him. Leave him now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to let you open up final statements, Pastor. What's your comment, brother?
Well, I would say, man, this is very authentic word. It is very convicting word. And I would say that I pray that people would take heed to this, especially in these times, in these last days, that you really have to take heed in seeking God for ourselves and not depending on you know, the preachers and the apostles and everything of that nature. I like the scripture from Matthew 22:29, when he said, Jesus answered and said unto them, you do error not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. So it tells me there's no way you can know the power of God without knowing the mind of Christ. Scripture reveals the mind of Christ. So we really have to take heed and seeking God for ourselves and get to our secret place. Because God, it's something you told me a long time ago. You said God wants to speak to you individually, not always to somebody else. So God wants intimate relationship with each and every last one of us. This is not like the Catholic faith where you go to the priest and repent to your sins.
And
the priest go to God.
I've been through that.
We have way more privilege than that from Christ. The devil really got us blind, man. And I'm thankful that God has showed me grace and really given me a heart. And I pray He all give you all as well a heart to really just seek Him and consecrate and sanctify ourselves, especially in these last days.
It sure is some last days, Rodriguez. I was Catholic. I was really messed up. Boy, did I have some demons in me. Woo! Catholicism. Mm-hmm. Thank you for participating, Pastor. I'll call you back as soon as I get off air. We're going to open up the lines to error code 520, our new sister in the Lord, one of our church members, Sister Chantel. You have the mic.
Yes, I just want to say that God bless you. And I really took to heart when you were talking about having to preserve and protect God's word in order to fight against the forces that are trying to block it and that are trying to make me to be like the double-minded you were talking about, and just to get rid of the anger, the unforgiveness, and everything that I deal with.
Yes, ma'am. Well, praise God. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. We pray over Sister Chantel, unforgiveness. Blow it out, blow it out, blow it out, blow it out. Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes.
Just start blowing. Just blow it out. Unforgiveness, coming out. Just come out, come out. Any demonic spirit that's hindering us, bitterness, anger of the past, unforgiveness, any root of unforgiveness, come out of her. Come on out. Come on out of her. Come on out of her. You stop trying to steal her peace. Restore her peace, her shalom peace. Be restored. Satan, go away from her. Go in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Get out. Get away from her. Go in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We plead the blood of Jesus upon her child. We plead the blood of Jesus upon her house. We plead the blood of Jesus upon her job. Protect her from demons on her job in the workplace, Lord. Give her health to her bones. If you can, Sister of the Lord, just tell me to tell you to meditate and study Psalm 37 tonight.
Okay, Psalm 37. Yes, sir.
Yes, and I will call you tomorrow, 12:30 your time.
Okay. Yes, sir.
God bless.
God bless. God bless you.
All right, last but not least, Chaplain John Durden.
Good evening, everyone. As usual, the Holy Spirit sure know what we need to hear. It's wonderful to know that He wants us to really concentrate more on His Word to establish a better relationship with Him. And when we ask for things that we should be more for spiritual growth, more so than for a car, Cadillac, and all these other kind of things, He know our needs, but He wants us to be what He wants us to be spiritual, to be aware, to know that we are still in lacking of having a personal relationship with the Lord and the Holy Spirit. And that's what we need to strive for more, as opposed to a car, Cadillac, and all these things. We need to strive for more of a personal relationship with Him. because he knows exactly what our needs are. We don't have to beg what we need. He knows what he wants us to establish that relationship with him.
Brother John, I'm getting word of knowledge. The Lord told me you're going to live to be 97.
That's a confirmation. Yeah, that's what the Lord told me, that I'm going to live until I'm 97 years of age. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I just heard that from the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless. Amen. Hey, we got some praise and music. We got a lot of Jamaican brothers and sisters that love some Jamaican music. We got some good Jermaine Edwards, if you anybody like to hang around. This is the time where I praise the Lord. So I'm in the room with you. If you want to hang in here, if not, hey, we understand, but we got some beautiful music. We're finna bring praise so we can listen to it in our spirit. The Lord says songs of deliverance delivers us. When King Saul was troubled by an evil spirit, King David played the harp, and the evil spirit left the man. My best friend, Jermaine Edwards.
So this is Jermaine Edwards. Yeah. Listen, in all you're getting, get wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Aim for the sky, reach the mountain, keep climbing. Stop saying you can't, oh, you know you never tried it. Don't waste your energy unless you see the benefits. Negative thoughts, pessimist calls. I'm an optimist rising, though sometimes I fall. I'ma keep moving even if I have to crawl. Running with a purpose, and I know I have to run far.
Principles work everywhere, anytime. Feel I'll get life when success is denied. Why no? Every question deserve a reply. And my life is submitted to the highest of I have my eyes on the prize. I won't lie. Fight for my faith till I die. Here is the reason why.
Because of the price you pay.
I come just now to say thank you, O King. I come just now to say thank you, O King. I come just now to say thank you, O King. You're not just a part of my life, but my everything. Your love reaches way down deep within. surpasses human understanding. There will always be a song for you I'll sing. One word alone just can't express my heart's desire. Gratitude for one more day my needs supply. Your warm embrace and tenderness, patience with me through all my mess. I come to one conclusion, you are the best. Hallelujah, to our King. Hallelujah, I will sing. You are great, Almighty, all on earth. Many roads right there before me. Looks enticing, but I know that's not what God wants for me. Won't go no further unless I know He's leading me took 5 steps forward but lost instead because of me. I made a decision that my life is gonna be about God. I may not be famous, 'cause I wanna sing a righteous song. Don't worry about me, my problems owe me money. It's better to please God than having everyone bowing at my feet. So I'm going down on my knee, I'm begging you to help me, 'cause I am nobody. When you're in my life, I feel free on my knee. I'm begging you to help me, 'cause I am nobody. When you're in my life, I feel free. When you're in my life, Lord, I feel free, feel free, I feel free. Oh yeah. Back in the days, righteousness was thou shalt not. But now in these days we sin, and now it's hard to stop. You got your breakthrough, but few days later you're back. Because you didn't feed your spirit and flesh was all you got. I made a decision, I gotta lose some of my friends. Change my number, that life has come to an end. Can't listen no more to those songs that's fighting against my spirit. I'm walking away and I'm not looking back. Bowing down on my knees, begging you to help.
Joy, I'm trying to find that secret.
secret place where I can hide. No sinful thoughts plaguing my mind, just you and I getting lost in time. My way, acknowledge you. If you said no, then I won't move. Quick to listen, I cannot speak, but now your spirit speaks to me. A peace of mind
to me.
your face and not your nail scarred hands. I want to live for you until my days are done. Holy, oh, holy, holy. Sit and reason with the Lord, why he didn't take the sinful part of my flesh. He told me that the reason why it's there is to let me know that I am imperfect. He wants me to stay on my knees like a potter. He wants to mold me and make me. I'll always be the clay. So mold me and make me into what you say. Jesus, you're perfect, that is what I need. Oh, I will sacrifice my plans to stay right at your feet. Oh, oh Lord, please fight my battles for me. Oh Lord, fight.
And worship segment. We will continue with my best friend Jermaine Edwards out of Spanish Town, Jamaica. God bless you. I am based in Kingston, Jamaica, and I love Jamaica. Here's another one from my best friend Jermaine Edwards.
Let me tell you about the man that died for me, paid it all when he died on Calvary. Wonder why he would have really loved me. Not only that, he turned around and gave me mercy. I know everybody out there can testify to this. If it wasn't for the love, he wouldn't exist. I want to call his name every minute, every second, every hour. When you're weak and strong, sing Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
There's power in the name of
Jesus.
There's strength in the name of
Jesus.
There's healing in the name of
Jesus.
Oh, oh,
oh. Sing Jesus.
There's joy in the name of
Jesus.
There's peace in the name of
Jesus.
There's love in the name.
Jesus, Jesus.
I don't know what my Jesus Christ did for you and you.
But there's a secret that I know my Father cannot do. He makes the flowers bloom, turn morning into noon. He gave our body nerves that we can feel its every move. I know my God's alive, look into the blue sky. It's just a miracle how we survive. But God, I know I'll serve you, Lord, till the day I die. Father God, I will forever lift your name on high. Power in the name of
Jesus.
Healing in the name of
Jesus.
Deliverance in the name of
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
This strength in the name of
Jesus.
This joy in the name of
Jesus.
This peace in the name of
Jesus.
That hospital room.
Jesus.
Yeah, just say you're not gonna make it, but if you just call the name
of Jesus.
He's the healer, he's the doctor,
Jesus.
He's the deliverer. Just call the name of
Jesus.
You remember when you have someone in the pocket and you call the name
Jesus.
You believe by faith that he will provide because he's Jehovah Jireh. Anywhere you are right now, you could be driving in your car. Just know the name. In the name of Jesus,
healing
in the name of
Jesus,
this power in the name of
Jesus,
this joy in the name of
Jesus.
Believe in the name. There's no other name that's high above all the names.
Good day, this is Jermaine Edwards, and you're listening to Fellowship of Deliverance Internet Radio. And I just want to tell you guys, thanks for supporting my music over the years, and I just want to continue to support Fellowship of Deliverance Radio, because it's touching life all over the world. Now, if you want to get my music, you can download it on any digital platform, the major platforms on the internet, Amazon, iTunes, you name it, my music is all over the internet. And if you want to contact me, you can contact me at 1-876-571-6878, or you can send an email, iworshipp@gmail.com. And that's for booking. And if you want to share testimonies of what my music have done, go ahead and you can call or you can send an email. Thanks for tuning in. Don't change your dial. Continue. Be blessed.